Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm making this audio from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. From my youth, I was taught that the Bible meant what it said, that did not need someone to interpret it. But it was accurate. And I grew up thinking that. And I thought the Bible was much too difficult for me to ever succeed, to ever be a participant as a servant of God. But I was wrong. I was wrong. As a young boy, I heard about Job. I heard what that Satan appeared to God along with the sons of God. And Satan and God had a conversation. And that conversation was about Job. And that what God permitted Job, God permitted Satan to do to Job took place. And that he didn't allow, God didn't allow Satan to go further than he told him to. I've learned by experience now over the years, 44, serving God with my spirit in the gospel, that a saint of God, a child of God, one of his children, are going to be tested and tried. All of them, but each one according to what God permits. And I've learned Satan can most certainly appear before God and talk about one of God's saints, one of God's children, and God will give him permission to go so far. Can't go any further. And that's the way God tries his people. I praise God for the understanding that I have about this God, Jehovah, and this Satan, the devil. KD's going to read in Job chapter 1 some verses of scripture.
I'm going to begin in verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Friends, countrymen, world friends, love you, but trust God's word to be true. You can read in the rest of the first chapter what happened to Job after God gave Satan permission to try him. Move on. What's next? Second chapter?
Right. Chapter 2.
Amen. Let's move on to the second chapter. That's where Satan appeared again before God and bargained with God. What a word. For Job's life. And God talked with Job and talked with Satan, and he granted Satan permission to do what he did to Job. You can trust God. The devil cannot take you down. He cannot do more to you than God will permit. I've got 44 years of experience with this, and I've been tried, tested many times, many ways, and every time, God, Satan can only take me so far and tempt me so far, and then God says, enough, and he brings me through. I want to encourage you to listen to what Kathy D. is going to read and believe these words because they apply to you and I today. Kathy?
Chapter 2, verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, in all that a man has, he will give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life.
And what happened after that?
Then Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And Job took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat among the ashes.
And what did Job's wife do?
Verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips.
Following that, religious friends appeared, and they always will. When you are being tried to walk with Jesus, to follow the words of Jesus, then religious people will come at you and they will challenge you in a wicked way because of their pride and self-righteousness. You can read on through Job. I want to encourage all of you. Read it and believe that it's happening today. I've said it, but I've walked since 1970 and been tested and tried. And I thank God that I'm here today to glorify the Father. Well, I am out of anything else to say. So I just want to encourage you to read this book, the book of Job. It works. It applies. Works in your life. It applies to you today. And it will never, never fail. Job was tried according to the will of God. And you will be according to the will of God. Love you. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in his home in Plano, Texas, saying, good day and God bless you.